certainly a massive change. I can take you back just over a year ago. It was the Notts County 150 year celebrations, and I was asked to organise a Legends match. So I contacted a number of former players who'd packed up, and also some that were still playing, Sean included. He was a QPR Premiership player. And he came back to me and said, I'd love to be there. Then he said, I'll need to check it out with the club. The club cleared it. And then I got an email from the club to say he wouldn't be able to make it. He's moving house last minute and he couldn't get there. 12 o'clock on the Saturday, we were playing on the Sunday, 12 o'clock on the Saturday, he was driving to play for QPR, home match. And he said, I'll be with you tomorrow. I'm playing today. I've brought me house moving forward and I'm making sure I'll be with you. And he came up and he played in that game. He met Ray True that day. Ray was still is a QPR fan as well. And they discussed, and he talked about his passion for the club. I remember him, he's a big mate of my lads, came down play five a side. At the age of 10, he joined the club as a youngster, served it for 10 years. And he told me that day that he wanted to come back here and manage sometime. And he's done that. And last week, Greg Abbott, his assistant, was 50 years of age, lives up in Carlisle. He'd gone back home for the weekend. Unbeknown to Greg, Sean drove from London with his wife 4.5 hours up there, 4.5 hours back, just to be there at his birthday party. He talks about a passion from what he feels as a fan, what he expects those players to deliver on the pitch. Win, lose or draw, the fans will be happy. Later in January, there's planning going on behind the scenes to organise a forum. There'll be no charge for fans to come along and listen to both Sean and Greg talking about their passion for club. They're building bridges. A lot of fans have stopped coming down. These two guys are fully behind the club. They've put their desire into the players. The players are showing some enthusiasm now to play passionate for the club, passionately to wear the shirt. That's what they put across to them. So, yes, things are definitely changing for the good.